What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 232 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast. I'm your host, Anton LaPlatte. Joining me, as always, we have the Mecca Stardew Valley, Chris Montalbano. We got the most degenerate squid in the sea, Jalen Roberts.
Why is everyone in Street Fighter VI so fucking hot?
And we got the Ray Trace Durag, Madrid Devon.
Chun-Li's thighs.
We got a jam-packed episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about Street Fighter VI. We're going to be talking about Activision Blizzard and Diablo 4.
Fuck Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, pretty much. And we're going to be talking about Bungie with Destiny and Marathon. Overlords.
We will defeat the telecom companies. Have true freedom of communication. Revolution's at hand.
It'll not be televised. It'll be streamed somewhere. Like, it'll be on the Twitch front page. It'll gain a lot of traction. Have a lot of interactions.
Real shit.
You will be able to sit and watch it from the comfort of your home.
Yeah.
After.
Get the replay.
Yeah.
It's like the instant. It'll be like, run back. I saw the camera dude 20 minutes in. I'm trying to see if I made the final cut.
The Final Cut Pro.
That's on like iPad now. That's a big thing for video people. It's like, because iPads have been really powerful lately. Mm-hmm. It's just like, they're like, oh, it has Final Cut Pro now. I'm like, yeah, but you're still probably, like, I mean, an M1 chip in any scenario is great to have, but are you really going to be really video editing on an iPad? Really?
No, you got
it. Maybe.
I mean, get that MacBook Pro at least.
Or like just a MacBook Air.
Right, so.
Just yeah, like sure. Anything. Get the
So you
cheap...
get them both.
Yeah, just a minimum of $2,000, you know, it's fine.
That's fine. It's for your career. It's future proofing. But wait, if it's $2,000, how much more is the desktop?
Oh yeah, see that's when you start like
actually more.
That's what Apple does to you. They they make everything a little bit more expensive, but you're like, it's not too much to where you're not pondering whether or not it's
worth
it.
Well, no, that's
so I'm saying for a MacBook and an iPad together, that's like $2,000, but
cause like
then you gotta get their 5K monitor to go with the desktop.
No, I'm cool with my 4K monitor. I'm not doing...
I've seen reviews on the 5K monitor. It's pretty.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not editing 8K raw footage. Watch anime on platforms that are just 1080p. Even though... So... I wanted to talk about this on the episode. I buy a bunch of Blu-rays, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, if I really like a movie or an anime or whatever, I typically get the Blu-ray.
Good.
So, I didn't realize Movies Anywhere was, like, broken. I just went through my Blu-rays and a bunch of them just had codes. And so, like, my Xbox was my Blu-ray player. My Xbox is, like, dead. So
what happened to it?
Just sitting there. Oh. I mean,
you don't use me.
The original Xbox?
No, like, Xbox One S.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it just sat in the bedroom.
I
and
thought we were friends.
Look, I tried to watch the Bleach movies. And
you should have tried sooner.
I should have bought and tried to watch. I should have watched.
You talked spicy about me on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I did not forget.
I think I bought Vampire Survivors and then realized
that you weren't going to play it on me.
Well, I couldn't. I would have, but I couldn't. I'll take some Xbox achievements here and there.
And do what with them?
They'll be there. I'll have a gamer score. That number will have...
Got my gamer score for my gamer tag.
Yep.
Because we're gamers.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
And gamer tag makes me think of like dog tags, but for gamers.
I mean, you know, Call of Duty really, kill confirmed.
That does make kill confirmed make feel a lot more intense. Yeah. Think about it.
It'd be cool if it had the names.
Fuck
Like, actually had cool. the gamer tag yeah. on the tags in Call of Duty. Like, yeah. or just... They could do it in Gears. They could do it in Halo. They could do it in... Whatever.
They could do it in franchises that are...
Any shooter. They could do it in... Starfield. Fuck it. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I was, like, really trying to put the ball in Xbox's court. But it's like...
In Fable 4. Just
oh, don't they have a showcase coming?
Yeah. Yeah. Next week, the 10th.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
they gotta show something.
So there was
that actually wasn't intentional. It was subconscious. I mean, Phil Spencer
did. The one thing that's got me worried is Phil Spencer is saying that, like, I don't know if great games are gonna fix Xbox. I was like, dog, you mean you have nothing in the barrel for this showcase?
Yeah.
So
even if they did, though,
here's
he's
what
right.
they have. Here's what they have. Forza's coming soon.
Yeah.
Fable. They teased Fable in, like, one of their things that had, like, a glowing path of glitter.
I've been waiting for Fable for, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and I don't think Fable's going to hit the way Fable needs to hit. That's the thing. I was asked, legit, at Controllerize a couple weeks ago, what do you think of, like, how do you think Starfield's going to be? I'm like, I'm like, these are the same tools they used to make Fallout 4. That game was broken. Like, if you think you're getting a high fidelity... Like,
oh, first things first,
high technical prowess.
You weren't going to get that anyway because it's fucking Bethesda. Every single Bethesda game is kind of a broken, janky piece of shit.
Yeah. And
but
I don't know why.
Loved. Was,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
Skyrim
they are.
And
they are loved.
A thousand
but,
hours will do that to you.
Yeah.
And I mean, the people who want those 1,000 hours are going to get those 1,000 hours no
right.
matter like who's publishing the game. But mm-hmm. the people like me who get like 20 hours and I'm like... Fuck this shit completely.
Yeah.
And walk away from it like.
I don't know. I think Xbox could play. They could have games and they'd get more subscribers. Like, good games will get more subscribers to your Game Pass. And that's what they essentially want to do.
I mean,
like,
at
drop
this
a
point,
banger and someone's going to buy a download Game Pass on their PC or whatever laptop they have.
I mean.
And try to play.
Yes, but also kind of no. And the reason why I say kind of no that, you know, good games aren't going to sell Xbox is because we're not talking about you just got a couple of quality bangers. You need, like, some consistent quality bangers. And everything major first party that Microsoft has dropped in the past 2 generations... have been somewhere in between mid to trash.
Yeah. But like, at least at some point, it might not be now, it might not be this generation that people start buying Xboxes. But at some point,
how
you
long?
What he was saying is, it was this, they lost the worst generation.
Yeah.
Because now
that was the actual.
I have
shit.
A digital like beforehand, I had zero digital backlogs, right?
No,
like, actually, I had shit on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And I still went and got a PS4.
Yeah.
And now I have all these digital games. And if I went over to Xbox, I'd be like, what am I doing over here? I got Game Pass and some mid first parties.
Yeah.
Like,
but
literally,
I mean, I don't think you don't start making great games. I
no,
feel
the answer
like
is
people will switch over.
They absolutely need
if
to.
If you make great
but
games.
I feel like making great games now, you need a shit ton of time.
It's not enough.
That, well,
that's the thing about it. It's just not going to be enough for a while.
Yeah.
Because it's like, not only do people have their entire libraries and stuff, but it's also like, come on. What could Microsoft, any company that Microsoft has access to, what any of them could make that could possibly garner a fifth of the hype of something like, let's say, 16? Spider-Man.
But they gotta fucking try. You don't look at PlayStation's catalog and be like,
oh, no,
we're never gonna be able to do something like they do.
No,
like,
they definitely need to, they need
they,
to fucking try.
They need to try. They absolutely could.
Absolutely.
I believe they absolutely could.
I mean, for
they have all those fucking studios.
Sake, like, they need competition that says, oh shit, man, they dropped a good ass game, we gotta get on our game too.
Yes.
Like, eventually, PlayStation will get lazy because they will be like, well, you're here.
Sony has the free world in front of them so much, they're hyper-investing in the live service.
Yeah. Because
they're like, we already got the audience and trends, let's let's pick the games that really, like, get the daily dollars out of them. Like, they're...
Well, I mean, looking at how much they're spending, it's that they're spending almost double that they were before. So before, they spent their entire budget on single-player, third-person action narrative, the PlayStation games. They spent, like, that amount of budget. But now they're spending that amount of budget still on those single-player games, except a few less, because God of War is not... Like,
yeah, I get that, but also, like, most of what was shown at the showcase...
Oh, yeah, no, the showcase...
...was a live service game.
Yeah. No, the showcase... Yeah,
they're investing heavily into
live this, service. Like, honestly, if Xbox is smart, this is the time to strike.
I mean,
they don't have them.
But they don't have it.
From where? Yeah,
really, their best... really, if you think about it, their best hope is really Obsidian...
Yeah.
...really finding the... really returning the console... RPG, like, to where it needs to be. Like, if they
to prime that, Mass Effect, to prime Fable 3, to, like, that era.
We see more Outer Lands 2.
Outer Worlds.
That's really, like, what I'm talking about. Like, Outer Worlds needs to be
Outer that. Worlds they and Avowed. Obsidian is the only one.
Now, those are the only two, like, games I kind of have my eyes on. Like,
Fable. But they're so far out. Man, that's the problem.
I know.
Right.
Fable would pique my interest, but I feel like this...
For Fable.
Yeah.
And they showed that, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm like, every showcase...
And also, I don't have the most faith in Lionhead. Ain't that just making it?
Nope. Turn 10.
Oh.
Yeah. Lionhead, they closed Lionhead. And so, it's Turn 10. That's why... No. It's Playground. Because Turn 10's making the new 4... It's one of the Forza teams. It's either Turn 10 or Playground that's making the Fable game. Because Lionhead's completely, like, gone.
Okay, they've been gone. Fable might be good. Like, Fable 2 good, at least. If it could reach the heights of Fable 2, we're good. Because let's be real.
Yeah, but that's also super far out. Like
Exactly.
That is not a maybe even 2024 game, with honestly.
With Xbox, we're not talking about right now. They're right now is Redfall, and that's not good. Like, just
I mean, they're right now, they're trying to make it Starfield, but I'm like, oof.
Oh, man.
That's a Bethesda
if y'all can see the slender charging up in my body for a
little. Have they really shown any
when Starfield drops?
No.
Yeah, they showed a little bit of gameplay.
They showed some gameplay. There's supposed to be a whole Starfield. Yeah,
let me rephrase, they didn't show any combat.
Memorable it is. Yeah.
They didn't show anything memorable.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like No Man's Sky. I remember what Starfield looked like.
It should look like Fallout in space.
That's all I want it to be.
Now, the question is, which Fallout?
Space Rim?
Probably Fallout 4.
Yeah. Honestly.
But you need a Fallout
4. Honestly, no, it really...
New Vegas.
No.
If New Vegas was Obsidian.
Yeah, right. Obsidian is the only team on Xbox that's stable.
But here's the thing about it is, if... But Bethesda drops Starfield, and it's like Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That actually would be a win. You know?
Yeah, now, just not for me.
And it turned out to be something more like Oblivion in space. We're talking.
Yeah.
It's going to be Fallout 4 Skyrim in space. You see the progression through their games of getting away from what you actually want into Fallout 4.
That's the main thing I bitch about when I bring up Bethesda.
Yep. See, looks like No Man's Sky. Just...
I don't know.
It looks like super high fidelity No Man's Sky, but all this shit's going to be janky and broken. Those bugs are like flat textures, like...
So you mean it's just going to be No Man's Sky?
This is running at 30 frames per second, and that's a generous thing to say about what this game will actually run at. Like how the Death Claws were like just big objects with collision.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like, okay, we cranked up the fidelity on this, but...
I mean, technically,
Redfall doesn't run on at 60 on consoles. What makes you guys think Starfield's going to?
Who's you guys?
Because I mean, Xbox players.
No, to be fair, Redfall. No one wanted to develop Redfall. Like, yeah. Xbox, when they bought Bethesda,
they should like, please scrap this game.
Stop making. Don't waste any more money making that game. We're just going to throw it out.
You mean like Sony does all the time? Sony will be like, yo.
That's what happened to The Last of Us multiplayer. See, Bungie came in, looked at it, was like, this? Ew.
I think that game's going to come out.
Oh, it is.
They're going to...
It'll come out.
It definitely will come out.
Yeah. People making it seem like Bungie went in there and said, cancel this.
That's well, no, they that's what they did with Dreams. That's what they did. Like,
yeah, they closed a lot of live service stuff, actually. Mm-hmm.
Well, they not even live service because Pixel Opus, they closed them and they were making Concrete Genie and Entwined and like single player, like AA PlayStation stuff. Mm-hmm. And they went and closed them. So, I mean, we'll see with this Last of Us multiplayer. What I really think's going to happen with it is they're going to go more of a Call of Duty route with it, where like I think people were expecting more of the Division mixed with factions. And I think it's going to be more of like, oh, you play the new Call of Duty season or even the new Halo season and there's a cutscene when you first play, and then that's furthering the story that technically you're involved in, but technically you're not. And so, I don't know, because Naughty Dog can make good multiplayer games. Uncharted 2 and 3 multiplayer were great. And those were just like deathmatch. It was just a third-person shooter with like the Uncharted shooting mechanics, deathmatch, capture the flag.
I mean,
standard, and I'd take that for The Last of Us, honestly.
It doesn't take that many insane features to make a quality multiplayer component. Yeah. It doesn't actually, it's not like, because if you have these live, that's the problem. It's like, with these live service free-to-play games, you kind of do need a little bit of variety. Mm-hmm. But for the multiplayer portion of a full-price video game, you literally just need deathmatch, team deathmatch.
Well, that's what this was supposed to be originally. This is how this started, and then it like started ballooning, and it's just, I feel like they've invested too much time and too, like, it didn't get canceled soon enough.
That's what happened to Redfall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's literally what happened to Redfall.
Redfall's mediocre, but like there's some fun in it, and I'm expecting The Last of Us multiplayer to be mediocre, but there's some fun in it. I'm not expecting it to take the place of Fortnite, like as my live service. Like,
Redfall seems worse than mediocre.
It's not good.
It's mediocre. Like the like.
No, okay, mediocre is.
I think when it's maybe at its best. Would.
It's yeah. not Lord of the Rings Gollum. All right.
Okay, that is just a, that's a meme.
I didn't know that.
I don't fully believe that truly exists. I think it's a meme.
No,
I didn't even remember that game being announced.
I thought, oh no.
Oh, I remember it being announced.
It was the first next-gen game announced. Like, it had its trailer of Gollum crawling around. There was the Isora, and they're like,
I don't
coming to PS, coming to next-gen system.
I'm from a different timeline. Because I was like, what the fuck is this?
I'll give Redfall that, like, there is a game in Redfall.
Oh, no, I'm saying, when
Lord of the Rings Gollum.
It's a mediocre video game.
Yeah.
When it's functioning and everything's kind of doing its due, it's mediocre video game.
It's too chock full of bugs for me to be like, yeah, it's mediocre just outright. But at best, then maybe.
Yeah, like when it's running, when you don't have
possibly bugs, so.
It's running on 10, it's a mediocre video game.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
with, that's like, with the I, homies. Like, that's the some, with the homies buff.
Right.
Not even that.
No, it'll get that buff.
No.
But that buff will get it to at least mediocre. It has gotten straight up bad games to at least, you know, it was straight.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Kind
we could do this one more time, maybe.
Never do it.
No. Well, we said maybe.
Right. So
mediocre.
Yeah.
And it's like that's a game that clearly didn't fully come together. Like honestly,
nobody wanted to make that
another Dead Diary on that game. Like, honestly, I would love a real good Dead Diary or expose on, like, the depth of the development of that game.
It's like the last few episodes of The Promised Neverland. Nobody wanted to put their name on it. Who directed this episode? Psh, man.
Somebody did it.
It directed itself.
Right.
Clearly.
It was just like we knew we had to get to the end, and then...
Yeah, but like, let's be real. Publishers will release an unfinished game if it's too far in development. That's just... They do that a lot.
Oh, undercooked.
It came out this year?
It came out,
a few days ago.
This trailer looks like a PS2 game.
Derogatorily.
Yeah.
Right, because PS2... You say PS2, and... But...
No, this is next-gen AF.
Right?
Look at those wall physics. It had a bug where, like, if you adjusted the hair textures on console...
Oh, yeah, it would just crash.
Oh, also, they charged you for the actual, like, Lord of the Rings languages. Like...
Oh, yeah.
If you buy the voice pack, the elves will actually speak Cerulean.
If you buy...
Yeah.
Give them a couple bucks and the elves will actually speak their native
There's, language. Like, a set of emotes for Gollum. And it's not like a multiplayer, so you can just emote as Gollum.
They are
if you pay extra.
Of course,
you can.
Of course,
get voice acting. Voice acting is paid DLC for this full price single player game.
Yo, Radic is over here in disbelief.
Yep.
And he's been watching the gameplay.
Who made this game?
I don't know, but they apologized, but they had They had a typo in their apology. Lord of Ring. We'd like to apologize for the state of Lord of Ring Gollum.
Might be.
It's like, how do you fuck up the block of text on Twitter apology?
When you let the tank die, might be in chat. In your head is like, you should have meant more.
Man. Die Deck Entertainment.
Die Deck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. I never want to dunk on developers, and I'm like, I'm sure y'all knew what was going on. And I'm sure your publisher was just like, put it out. You're like, all right.
But also, shit you made was bad.
I'm sure.
Nothing against you, even, but your product is bad.
But I feel like it's another case of them, because how many people have Diag Entertainment, honestly? And I couldn't make even this. This is bad, objectively, but I'm sure what I would make would be worse. So I'm not talking that much shit. Hey.
Bro, it's bad. What do you... It's gonna get these jokes. You can't come... You can't show up like that.
But I'm glad...
Bill Spencer is real glad this game is...
Like, at least put it on Game Pass. Stop. Hey,
you're like, at least they'll stop talking about Redfall.
No, this is something you don't need to put on Game Pass. It's going to depreciate. It's going to depreciate the value.
Right, because once again,
the Lord of Ring Gollum.
The streamer looks like they're having zero fun.
Voice critical, and he's known for getting hype about shit. That is like the one reason I know about.
I think he forced himself to like finish the whole game. Damn. Oh, man.
Probably.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The dead.
Notice there's no combat.
None.
It's just a
scrawny ass little thing gonna do.
You know, you stealth things, like sneak around and then drop a big rock on someone's head. And also, that little motherfucker got hands. When he jumped Frodo towards the end...
Well, Frodo's his size,
he's fighting,
too.
He's fighting like a slap. Yeah, because they're
actually the same species.
Right, exactly. An adult would just punt him.
But there's knives. Those exist, and he's a little climby, spiny little motherfucker.
That's not going to stop. That's not going to stop a fully armored punt.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I got invincibility frames in this animation.
Right, right. He's not Marisa.
It's like he's doing a drive impact.
I mean, shit, speaking of, Street Fighter VI dropped.
Yeah, we'll talk about good games now. We won't talk about the down, like, we are off the Xbox.
Let's sing phrases instead.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
games. Shout out Capcom. You do good.
Cap God. We had Crapcom, now it is Cap God in full. God.
And that's almost Mega not Man's. A good thing, though? A Cap God, a God of Capping?
Capsule computers, they get the full.
Capsule communications?
What?
No.
That's what it stands for?
Capcom capsule computers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Looks like some Britain Lords just got dropped. Yeah.
Yeah, Capcom is capsule computers.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, they're Mega Man rumor swirling. There are rumors that there are two Mega Man games.
I literally said this the other night. I'm like, they are one Infinity Stone away from the fucking Thanos Gauntlet. And that was just announcing the new Monster Hunter. Because we already know
that's going to be crack. That is in the pipeline. That's
going to be crack. Look, I need a world's Monster Hunter. Like, Sunbreak was fun. I enjoyed Sunbreak.
Sunbreak is actively, time we get
actually,
on.
Actually, playing that shit on a console has got new life.
Yeah. Playing it on PS5, it's just like, it's yo, like, damn, this is the shit game will happen, and it'll be like, oh, shit,
cross-play.
This is...
Huh? I need one with cross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
I
they
know
did
it's
it.
Gonna happen.
It's going to have all the bells and whistles.
It's going to have rollback for no fucking reason.
Like Street Fighter 6. Street Fighter 6 was just the test bed for the new tech. For the next Monster Hunter.
I need it.
Rollback.
I need
cross
rollback. Big ass fucking lobbies.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Bring back the 16. Make it, fuck it. Make it 32 player.
Make it 64. Fuck it.
Fuck
Dual Battle Hub.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Oh, they won't let us make monstrosities, though, because of armor. Like, the character creator.
Yeah, I mean, there's really only so much variation they let you do in Monster Hunter. But it's like Resident Evil, they don't let you do any. And Devil May Cry, they don't let you do any. You can change out your arm, I guess.
Yeah. You can do a palette swap.
Oh, yeah, you do have, like, doesn't Resident Evil actually have, like, decent...
Solid-ass costumes.
Yeah.
You can make Ashley into a emo kid.
I'm down.
A proper early 2000s kid. That's...
I will die for you.
Yeah. Resident Evil 4 is such a badass game.
And they also turned Leon into the emo vampire that was also popular in the early fucking 2000s.
Love that shit.
There's the emo haircut in Street Fighter 6. I made Toriko because I'm reading Toriko, so.
How far are you?
What happened? What was the last thing that happened?
What was the last thing
they did? Oh, they're doing the gourmet gambling.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of really rich people. Uh-huh. Like, say there's a bunch of beans on the table. 1 out of 10 beans is poisoned. And you'll die in like 5 minutes if you eat it.
And then they gotta go against this one guy. And he bets memories of food flavors. You'll forget how things taste like if you lose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up, right?
Although I'd lose to him if I could retry pizza.
But yeah, here, take pizza, take it. Get it out of here.
Burgers, wings,
steak. Yeah, what if it don't taste the same?
For the first time.
What if it don't taste the same and you can't tell?
You're talking about like...
And it's inferior. Like pizza is just...
You like it purely because of nostalgia?
Well, yeah. Not just that, but it's also like...
Our taste buds have changed.
The root of it, it's like... Yeah, because the root of it's gone. There's the rest of the entire scene. You weren't just eating pasta. You were never just sitting in a void eating pasta. That's true. Sitting at, home.
That's true.
Mom cooking pasta. You had your Game Boy, or like your little copy of Weekly Shonen Jump, Monthly Shonen Jump. You had your copy of Monthly Shonen Jump, you're sitting at the table, you get a plate of pasta. You lose that memory, and all of a sudden you don't read manga anymore either. Because you don't remember sitting at the table, reading manga, eating pasta. Do you, like, you lose more than just the flavor.
Damn.
Yeah, that'll fuck up. Really,
I'm mad this is a Toriko tangent. But yeah, Chris, if you want to read a battle shonen about a dude battling, like, food,
yeah,
like, by eating
He's also, like, just the beefiest guy possible.
Yeah. All about eating. Giant, yeah, giant, jump at. Giant things.
That's on the Shonen Jump at.
Yep.
They're like, it's like one part hunting food, the other part cooking food.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Food Wars is also on there. And then the One Piece Food Wars collab stuff is also on there.
Yeah, but I heard Food Wars is a better watch than a read.
It is a good watch.
For a while.
Yeah.
For a while.
I think it stops because there's no more like of the anime coming out, right?
I don't know how I'd be able to explain to my fiance that like every time someone eats.
Just have her watch it. She'll get invested.
Yeah. You'll just have to watch it together.
You gotta go from, like, full force on.
You just can't watch it by yourself.
Right.
Because that'll be the moment somebody busts it.
Ah! It's like, oh, this isn't what it looks like.
You just ate fried rice, I promise.
The fried rice got her screaming and creaming.
With the egg and the sauce that was gelatinized and melted.
Screaming and creaming.
Mm-hmm. See, this is what happens when your mangaka started off with hentai. You can always
you start off doing doujinshi. You can
always fucking tell. If the blush is too good, you know. You know.
You shouldn't be doing this.
But Street Fighter 6 is...
it's just awesome. As wordy as that conversation we just had. Let's be 100%.
Okay, the physics in Street Fighter 6 is pretty awesome. Because there's even... With E Honda, like his base outfit, you can't see his gut, but like with his OG outfit, you can, and there's like physics on it each time he moves. So it's not just on the hair or on the chest or on the buttock.
God, that game looks so good.
Yeah.
So, Anton, who are you meaning? You're a Chun-Li guy, right?
Yeah, Chun-Li, just because, like...
She's got a good...
There are moves that I can get out as Chun-Li. Everybody else, I don't feel like I'm actually, like, utilizing them in any way. But, like, Chun-Li, I can at least get into a flow of, like, effectively... Because that's the thing. There's, like, playing Street Fighter. And then above that, there's, like, being good at Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like... And the difference in just those two levels is, like, getting your quarter circles. Like, knowing, like, quarter circle kick. Like, down, forward, down, forward. Like...
Because I'm trying to get to the point where I, like, understand it. Like, I still just want to play Guilty Gear. So, in my mind, I'm like, go, go.
Right.
Go. Go. Combo. Smash buttons. Spam specials.
That's the thing, though.
Huh?
There's characters like that in Street Fighter. I'm not saying anime, but I'm saying like press buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kinda. If you do, you're getting punished.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Street Fighter is more about the motions than the like execution. Like, with as far as like, it's more about the left side of the controller than the right side of the controller. Guilty Gear is more about the right side of the controller than the left side of the controller.
Yes.
I don't know.
There's a lot of shit on the left side on Guilty Gear.
I get what you're saying. I'm just not sure I agree with that with Street Fighter. I mean, yeah, it's a lot... The, you know, neutral is a lot of pokes that you want to then convert into, like, your actual damage.
Right.
But also, I feel like it's early.
So it is very early. It's like, very early. The problem is the leaps and bounds that people are improving in these short spurts of time. It's like, just in the amount of time that I've been here, I know somebody has gotten online, played a few online matches, and has just like leveled up in game sense. And I feel like I'm not leveling up. That's the thing about Street Fighter. Street Fighter feels like a game you have to like study with and like
like learning which moves are like plus on block type shit, like learning how to like move in the neutral, like what move is safe
like what has good frames on it. Like starting to pick up on those things so your defense can be better. That way it's not just a person opposing their will on you because they know fucking combos.
Right.
So once you're a little better there, then you can start like working on doing like more optimal combos and figuring out the best way to keep fighting and keep the match kind of close. Because if you have that defense to fall back on, you'll be straight.
See, I'm the other way around. I think I try and get my combos and stuff into muscle memory as fast as I can. Because I know that while I'm playing it and I'm working on my neutral, I will see opportunities.
My muscle memory works with Chun-Li. That's the thing. Everybody I've tried to play, my muscle memory doesn't work as well as it works with Chun-Li. Like, the ingrained, like... Because that's the thing. I've played Street Fighter, but Street Fighter V was the first Street Fighter I owned. And I didn't play a shit ton of Street Fighter V because... That would have been just, like, it didn't appeal to me as, like, a newcomer into Street Fighter, really. Because thinking, like...
It was an unfinished game, let's be real.
Yeah, Street but Fighter I mean, even when it was finished...
Until...
Even when it was finished...
Championship Edition.
Yeah, and I think that's when I got it, and they still had characters after that. I don't think I have the most recent season... Street Fighter V?
Yeah. I got Championship Edition, and then I was like, alright, I didn't get any more characters.
But even when that game was, like, quote-unquote done, it didn't have, like, the staying power that I feel 6 has already. I know it's only been a couple days, but...
Yeah, they definitely put a lot more into it, because just looking at the lobby, like, that's a lot of fun. It's a good way for us to get together. Apparently, they fixed the private matches now.
Yep, that's all I need is the private matches, just so it's not like 6 button presses to spectate while you wait.
Yeah, so I haven't seen what it looks like or how it works, so...
I mean, it's a lobby, like, menu-based. Here's the list of people. You can have 2 fights going on. Are you spectating this one or that one? Which one are you waiting your turn in?
Well, I was about to say kind of like Dragon Ball Fighters, but that's after you make it into a room and then you go over here and set up a little ring.
It's like Under Night.
Okay, yeah.
Like straight up just...
Perfect.
Skullgirls. Like that just...
Good. Don't you do this from the Fight Hub?
No. In the Battle Hub, you either sit at an arcade cabinet or you can queue from a menu... To do ranked or casual matches. To do a room, you have to do fighting grounds and just set it up. And you bring it up. It's a menu. It's like how many rounds, like any special modifiers, like your standard ass fighting game. What do you want? Infinite time? Do you want 99 seconds? Like,
sick.
And then it's a thing where a list of names are in the lobby and. You can set it to be 1 slot to fight or 2, and yeah, straight up just all menus. I think it's purple. Sick. I think the menu like is purple.
Sick, that's good. Also, so, I've liked the character writing so far that I've seen in World Tour Mode. Like the fact that Ryu still doesn't know how to text and use a phone is hilarious.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
like, he's literally the old man. Texting you is like, how do you watch cartoons? How do you access the cartoons on this thing?
He's like, Ryu, you're not that old.
No, he's like 50 something.
I just started wearing shoes.
He's what?
He's like upper 50s.
Yeah,
people that are over, like.
I mean, yeah. 50, 60. You're never too old to learn a new skill.
It's true. Yeah. Too stubborn.
But also, yeah, exactly. Like, Ryu's set in his ways. He doesn't even wear shoes.
I think he started wearing shoes. Yeah. Or like sandals.
He stole Akuma's shoes. Like, yeah. I'm taking these.
Yeah, this game's awesome. I'm a Manon. Manon main.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had this.
I want to play Cammy, but it's just the only.
You have to learn them quarter circles.
Yeah.
Or use modern controls.
Oh, you gotta learn them Z's too.
Because you could just use modern controls.
And Darren's out here with Cammy. That's the person that I was like,
She's got some sick medium mix. Kick throw, medium kick throw, medium kick throw. Spiral at all.
Oh yeah, I was looking at the command list. I was like, hooligan. I was like, and then seeing like what you can do like once you're in it.
Yeah, it's a crazy setup.
You know, it's real nice to have a new fighting game out. Mm-hmm. That's actually having the online's actually working. I've yet to see
the online has been really good. Also, I want to say the like the tutorials and the trainings and like the combo. It's like the character. There's a character guide that teaches you how to play that character specifically. Mm-hmm. Like it goes through each move with you. Like here's their moves. Like here's the situation you should use it in. Here's a way to kind of combo that. Mm-hmm. Like here's a good way to control that space. Like they're teaching you. Like if you want to be competitive, like this is the great game to learn because they'll teach you like everything you need. So
nice.
Yeah, this. They're definitely with it. It's accessible. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Like, and they also have like a wealth of single player content we haven't seen since the PS2.
Right. So you can be as casual as you want to.
You just play the game.
I was watching Radek play some World Tour earlier because I haven't played it yet. I've only done Battle Hub.
Yeah.
Yeah,
same.
They rain trophies tutorials in Battle Hub.
I like it.
And the platinum is only for Battle Hub. The like hardest thing to do is the tournaments trophy. And I think it's like compete in 100 tournaments. And so you just have to do that out of the Battle Hub.
Just that's a true online warrior right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you get knocked out in the first round, it counts as a tournament participation anyway.
That's what I thought about immediately. All right,
just show up drowning.
Just do a tournament a day, you know?
But come on, you don't want to just show up to drown in pools.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah, I mean, if you do it, you do one match, you're out. It's like, all right, bet. Let me go back to doing all this other shit. Or if you make it up to the next round, you know, you get to test your limits.
But yeah, I was looking at the trophy list. I think it's 100 tournaments is the hardest one. And then the second hardest one is 20 avatar battles.
I mean, we can just sit up in the lobby and just do some avatar battles one day. That's not an issue.
Yeah, no.
These characters are caked up, too.
Everyone's just so thick. What the fuck?
I mean, to be a world warrior, you gotta... Mm-hmm.
Right, all of that muscle.
And it's just... Except Blanka, everybody's just a person, you know?
Blanka's a person.
Blanka's still a person. Just with the skin condition.
Is that canon?
Yeah.
It's like an experiment. Like a soldier they got experimented on type shit.
What is Blanka?
Blanka's a nigga.
Jimmy. I mean, heck.
Blanka's real name is Jimmy?
Jimmy. Isn't he Brazilian? What's him?
We're just sitting here, sorry audio listeners, we're sitting, and video watchers. So
we pulled up the Wikipedia page and Radek zoomed in on Jimmy.
He mutated green and got electricity powers after crashing a plane into Brazil.
Oh, so he's not Brazilian, he crashed a plane into Brazil. Where the fuck is he from? Well, I guess his name being Jimmy makes more sense.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jimmy. Crashed the goddamn plane in Brazil again. Turned into Blanka.
What was it about crashing into Brazil?
Hit the flag on the way in. It's like, you know how like in cartoons or whatever, they'll fly from one place to another and they'll have like the name of the place or like a title card kind of. Mm-hmm. Of going to the place, Blanka hit that for Brazil.
Yep. Hey, yeah, Street Fighter 6 is good. Capcom is on a continuous search streak.
That's good.
Of good games and good variety of games.
If you're interested in fighting games or Lil Wayne, you might as well check it out. Lil Wayne's like the face of this game now, and I hope that continues.
Is he like in the game?
No. He's just like on all the advertisements.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They made sure it's he was like, smiling, grinning real
remember
big.
Remember when Shadowbringers was Hannibal Buress and Tom Holland mm-hmm. were like the faces of Final Fantasy 14 for a little while? Mm-hmm. That's what Lil Wayne is.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
I knew him at the tournament, holding up the big check, handing it off.
Hey, that's probably going to happen.
Wayne is definitely going to be at Evo. That is a surefire 100% thing that's going to happen. Him and Lupe Fiasco are going to do a song.
Lupe Fiasco was good at Street Fighter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lupe Fiasco, Lil Wayne, drop a Street Fighter 6 track. Have it be the theme song for season 2, you know?
That'd be sick.
I'd fuck with that.
Oh, that'd be a good time. I'm just happy there's a new fighting game.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And 16 is right there. Like, the demo started, like, popping up on people's PSN. Like, they weren't able to download it, but they were able to see the store page for the demo. So,
okay.
The 16 demo is in the barrel. Like,
when are they gonna drop it?
Probably next week, Summer Game Fest. It'll probably be like an SGF kickoff. We'll get another trailer that nobody should watch, just as a precursor. If you're interested in Final Fantasy 16, like the last trailer was like as. It was a little bit too much. This next one's going to show the end of the game. Do not watch.
When you get to the game, it's like, somehow there was so much more. I'm like, what the fuck?
I watched the Final Fantasy VII like launch trailer, the remake launch trailer, and I'm like, yo, they just didn't give a single shit.
I mean,
at all.
But also with that is like, that was the VII remake, which was like, the big specter that's been haunting Square for a while.
But 16, they're going to drop... The trailer they dropped during Summer Game Fest is going to be the most spoilerific shit ever.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I have no doubt
they're going to be like, here's the demo.
Yep, and then right after that, they're going to say, there's the demo. The server's going to crash because everyone's going to be trying to download the demo, just like what happened with Stranger of Paradise. And we keep it pushing.
Fucking Jack. Fucking Jack. He was like, yeah, I knew it would crash.
What about it?
The fact that that game is actually a lot of fun. The fact that that game is so much fun. Good.
But it's so stupid.
That's what makes it good. It takes itself the right amount of serious.
Nice.
Yeah, what makes it not so good is like the way the maps are laid out.
I still want to get back to like, that game.
Some parts of the gameplay loop is like, bro, you can cut out some of this fat of me having to go loop around back and forth.
Yeah.
Just keep
Chris,
throwing
if I send you a deal on a physical copy of Stranger of Paradise, will you play Stranger of Paradise co-op with me?
I'll do it.
Oh. All right. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't have the DLC.
I mean,
I need that shit to be dirt cheap now.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna get back in that shit hard because I want to play fucking.
It got a permanent price drop, and they're gonna definitely because I had the season pass and got in there and became a machinist.
So, I want to try Gambler.
Gambler for show.
Because it was just trophies like, oh, get these. And all you needed was like one skill point to get them.
And that makes me happy that the game just brought back a lot of the like old niche jobs that we haven't seen in like forever.
Yeah.
It's probably going to get me to play a new class in 14, depending on like which one I really get into in Stranger of Paradise. Just like,
I need a new party RPG with the job system.
Do you want to play Octopath 2? Octopath 2?
You know what? I forgot about that game.
That is a party base with the job system.
At this point, I'm just waiting on a good sale for Octopath 2. Because I'm out of the critical window of getting it immediately. I'm like, well.
Yep. Just wait on that 60% off.
Oh, maybe not. I don't have to wait that much.
Square has just been like, fuck it.
I mean, if they like, fuck it, then I'm with it. I'm not going to stop. By all means, if y'all need to slash it in half. 60? Do it.
Yeah. And also, like, there's still, like, a bunch of smaller games I still want to get my hands on. There's
There's way
gaming
too...
Gaming is fun right now.
There is way too much.
If you
much.
Have writing.
I haven't played Jedi Survivor in like a month. I got that game full bore about to play it, and then went a whole month without playing it. Zelda, it's getting...
Still haven't gotten it.
It's been a few days on Zelda. Yeah.
I have Dead Space. I haven't played it yet. I'm like, I gotta beat Red. I'm like taking my sweet time with Resident Evil 4, doing everything I can.
6.4?
Right. Monster Hunter, I'm still not done with Sunbreak.
I did the dungeon in the trial.
Yeah, I need to do the trial.
I think I have like one. I have like one mission left.
I need to catch up. I think I'm about ready for my return.
Oh, I need 6.5 ASAP. ASAP-tually.
Yeah. You're playing that 4-pixel... The fucking 1-6 pixel remasters are just sitting there on my console like, God damn it, what the fuck?
I was on 3.
You bought us.
I was on 3, all of I just stopped playing it because I got back.
There's too much.
There's
too much. And there's too much to actually like really bother with mediocre games.
That's the point.
And then there's a whole Diablo that's apparently good, but fuck Activision Blizzard wholeheartedly. Yeah. So yes. I can't believe
Welcome back.
People are out here celebrating like, oh man, I bought the Ultimate Edition Early Access Diablo 4.
Yeah. I'm like, consumers. That's it. That's their only connection.
I'm like, I don't want
to
see you tweeting about this shit. Like, if you're going to do it under the shame of, like, it's just on your console. Somebody happened to see you on Discord playing it. Don't make a whole post. Don't hashtag the hell out of Diablo 4.
Yeah, no, it's too late.
Don't go and buy KFC and advertise that you're eating KFC to get bonus XP in Diablo 4. Early, because you bought the Ultimate Edition. I don't want to see that. Which I have seen. I'm like...
Yeah. I mean, like, heck, half of my fucking YouTube feed is fucking Diablo 4
They know
guys.
Better. Mine is all Street Fighter and Final Fantasy. It's Final Fantasy 16 lore theory videos. It's Final Fantasy 14 video, like 6.4 content guides.
Well, it's not just... I meant more my subscription feed, because, like, any of those, like, guide channels for, like, any game, whether it be Destiny, Monster Hunter, any other game I was playing at the time, they're all playing Diablo 4.
Yeah.
Nah, Maximilian Dude's playing Street Fighter 6.
Good.
Arts Gaming? Diablo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen... But I haven't watched any of them, so they're not...
I haven't watched any of it. Because, look, fuck Blizzard, fuck Bobby, twice...
Right, the
fuck
two
Bobby
for both entries on that list.
Just fuck Bobby. He had to open his ass now. That's why Overwatch started talking
fuck you,
about
Robert Kotick.
Twice in a row. Because first it was the
allegedly
devs trying to get Activision.
They're like, Farrah.
Right.
Let's
like, hey, Farrah and Baptiste are both bisexual. We're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. We're going to announce a comic.
Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4 are the epitome of them saying, fuck you, we're Blizzard, and... A lot of people not going for it, but it's also concerning how many people are going for it.
I mean, let's be real here. Some people only care about the content.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like, did they drop a game? Yes. Is the game good? Apparently. That's all. That's it.
Yeah.
That's their only like interaction with it. They don't care about it like the actual people making it. They don't have to.
Right.
They're here to play their video game and make their money off their video game.
Yep.
Fuck that game.
Fuck that.
Whole conglomerate.
All of it. Up and down. Honestly, I kind of don't want Microsoft to buy it just so because I hope that company just dies.
That won't happen.
I know it won't happen, but I still want it. I want it like Bloodborne 2. I know it ain't happening.
Yeah, I think Microsoft should have just accepted that.
Yeah,
this is probably a shit deal.
No.
Yeah.
Microsoft, they're out here fighting. Like,
I know they're fighting for it. They're like, man, we got to commit.
I mean, really, right now, the only real obstacle in their way is Britain. At this point. Like, EU said, it's all right.
It's not serious.
And then, like, the thing has been, they went and signed a deal with every cloud provider out there and was just like, here.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. And you want like, all the games? Here are all the games. For also, free?
Once totally. Again, cloud isn't fuck it. Ever going to be that... isn't going to ever get the share of the market any of them are assuming they have, because one thing about it is it's about having access to your games without internet. Mm-hmm. The moment you tie all of it to having an internet connection.
Yeah.
I'm fucked. Right. The web goes down, I'm completely... I
have some of the games downloaded to the hard drive, but that's it.
I don't have my primary PlayStation. If I were to unplug my Ethernet cable from my digital-only PS5, dude, I would not have any games.
See? This is why I'm always a big proponent of physical media. Mm-hmm. You know, a company can't... You know, you don't have to worry about an HBO.
So you wouldn't be able to play Netflix anything?
Coming behind
I'd be able to play Street Fighter 6 and Wolong. I don't even think I have Wolong downloaded, so it would be Street Fighter 6.
Damn.
Oh, okay. It's not your primary, I see.
Right. Yep. So nothing. No, nothing. No, nothing that I have on disc, no...
You do not truly own any of it.
It's fine. It's cool. I have access to it, and that's good enough.
You know, and that's the mentality... That's the exact mentality of everyone playing Diablo 4.
Honestly,
that's exactly the exact line they use.
Earlier, we were talking about me going through and getting, like, all my Blu-rays and getting... Those movies anywhere codes are more valuable to me right now than the 4K Blu-ray disc of... Any of those. The problem is none of my anime came with codes. So I got a bunch of my, like, my Marvel movies, my, like... So I got Deadpool, Thor Ragnarok, Scott Pilgrim.
Kill you.
But, like, Fooly Cooly, no. Promare, no. The Pokemon movies, no. I was like, damn. The Bleach movies, no. I'm like... I just want to watch these Bleach movies. That's how I found out my Xbox was truly dead. Was trying to watch. I got the four Bleach movies on one Blu-ray, like off Amazon. I was like, yes, I'm about to watch these because I know I've seen at least the first three, but I do not remember them. Except I think the second one had number one, like had Ichigo fighting a hollow in the real world in like the fall time, and like it had like leaves falling and shit. To number one, and it was hype as hell. And I'd be down to watch that again, so.
Yeah.
I know there were some Getsukas. I know there were memory erasions, like, last 2 minutes of the movie, and I'll erase everyone's memory so that they don't.
So that this so isn't canon. This not canon. Right.
But I'd be down for all that.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
I plan on getting more physical media because, once again, you can't expect these streaming companies to actually keep their libraries. It's really just that simple.
To be fair, Apple has... My Apple account still has, like, an Asking Alexandria short film that I bought in high school on this same Apple account. It's just like, oh, here, no room for rock stars. I'm like... How long has this been just tied to my Apple account? I probably bought an iTunes gift card and bought that on an iPod Touch more than a decade ago, and it's still... So, I mean that's good enough for me.
That's kind of the bare minimum, that it just keeps your stuff.
That's good enough.
What would be the point of...
That's that Apple ecosystem.
Right. Mm-hmm. That continuing...
Movies Anywhere, being able to do... To link with Apple is, like, super great. Because I was able to on my PlayStation. So what I did, I got Into the Spider-Verse. I've had that on Blu-ray for like the longest. And so that came with the Movies Anywhere code. I linked that to my Apple TV. And then on my PS5, use the Apple TV app to watch it in 4K on my digital-only system. And yeah, so cool. I like... while physical's great, and I understand, I'm at a point that, like, digital, it doesn't take up space. It's more convenient. It's a lot of times good enough quality. Like, that was a 4K. I wouldn't have been able to distinguish that from the Blu-ray, yeah, watching it on the exact same screen. So, good enough.
Yeah. I prefer my physical because I prefer the extra little bit protections that come with physical. I don't have to worry about it just disappearing on me one day. I don't have to worry about, you know, Comcast suddenly going down for some bullshit reason and I don't have access to anything. Like, and also still looks good on the shelf.
Yeah.
Still looks good on the shelf.
Limited shelf space. Yeah.
just keep running out.
Never have enough. Never have enough.
Right? Because once you go from left to right and then you start stacking on top of the left to right, that's when you know.
You hit too much.
Right. It's like, God damn it. And that's why having a steelbook specific shelf is the way to go.
get a shelf specifically for steelbooks.
Yeah, like on one of my things, one of the cubes is just steelbooks, and that's nowhere near full. So I have the excuse for a couple more. I'm thinking like getting the 7 remake, the Crisis Core, like, because Best Buy steelbooks, they just show up on eBay like $5 like down the road. That's how I got the.
I just closed my eBay account.
Well, why?
I don't use it. They sent me an email like, yeah, your account's been dormant. I was like, yeah, go ahead, nuke it.
Yeah, no. I never use eBay either.
I use eBay.
I use eBay occasionally.
Yeah. That's where I'm looking for Amiibo cards, really.
Yeah.
Because Amazon, it'll be like, eh. Well. But eBay will be like, I got all of them. How much is it like? How much
and
you
also
got?
Like, that's how I find like some of those old anime DVDs that I want.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah, you can get all to. eBay is the best way to get shit from Japan. Directly.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, so. You want some shit with Japanese postage on it? eBay's the way to go. It's always cool getting a package that I'm like, this looks like it came out of an anime. Because it's just kanji and shit all over it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like actual official documentation for mailing, but it just looks infinitely cooler than
weeb
letter.
Yeah, I hardcore weeb shit. Like,
that's just language.
Right, yeah. It's like fucking weeb.
Yep.
These are words.
You don't understand what they're
saying. That's what makes it special.
Did I talk about not being able to play Theater Rhythm on the mobile? Yeah. I was like, yes, Theater Rhythm. Oh, no. A language I cannot read.
Did it look cool?
It did look cool. It looked awesome.
I will say, like, it. I understand it does look cool because it is different. So, but I don't know if I would care about packaging with, like, their version of USPS.
Yeah. It's cool. It's just, they're
weeb.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
I mean, you know, you haven't
lived. I'll tell you right now, I'd half look at it, be like, cut here. Open it.
I'm really excited about what's inside the box.
Right.
I wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had to do the King of the Hill. Instead of beer, we're drinking water because, you know, wholesome video game podcast moves out here.
Healthy podcasters. Right. Healthy podcasting.
Has anybody played anything this week, really, other than 14 and Street Fighter?
Played Resident Evil 4. Remake, specifically.
Have you beat that yet? Are you
not? I'm in the castle. I've seen the fucking Napoleon. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I miss the one thing about 4 that I do miss, though.
What?
In the original 4, the villains would just hack into your communicator and just start talking shit.
That's true.
You would just be.
And they don't do that anymore?
No.
Oh.
That's not in the remake.
No. About to fight Kaiser. You feel it.
Yeah.
It's a good ass game. It's a good ass Capcom game. It's just consistent. Okay.
Yes.
Nothing special.
It's nothing special.
Everything I'm used to, and I love it.
Right. It's like with Monster Hunter. When the new Monster Hunter comes out, it's going to be like, it's great. We've gotten used to New World Monster Hunter at this point.
This game is only amazing.
Right.
It's only, yeah.
What I'm used to.
Yeah.
What I'm accustomed to.
The thing about it is, and that's part of why we're starting to see a lot more sevens, sixes, and sevens. Because the expectations around games are just getting higher because we're at a point where, one, the special ones are really special, and then the regular ones are
Zelda's really special.
Good.
I wish I could convince any of you to like get Zelda.
No, I plan to.
I'm going to get it, but like Street Fighter happened, I'm like, I need this. I need
this.
Look, 16
is going
to happen.
Yeah, I already paid for 16.
Right, and then like at some point later this year, I plan on getting a PlayStation. And then once that happens, it's straight. It's 16 until Spider-Man. Then after Spider-Man.
Oh, this
fucking Spider-Man.
This is going to be a crazy start for your PS5.
Heck, yeah. I've been saying this the entire time. I will get a PS5 for Spider-Man.
Yeah, Jalen, with PlayStations in general, is just like, is there a game I want on it? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Do we have a release date for the game I want? Yes? Okay, I'm going to get it and whatever the game. Because that was PS4. I was like, got to play Destiny. And then I don't even know what came out that it was like you wanted to play it on PS4. But you got your PlayStation, you got Destiny, and we played Destiny. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You got me into Destiny.
Oh, yeah. I was into Destiny like day one, minute
one.
Literally,
like, if you buy a PS4 today, I will buy you Destiny.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember doing that, but.
I will say, when it comes to Destiny, I probably will come back for Final Shape. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm most likely coming back for Final Shape.
Meh.
Like,
probably not. I'll play some 14 or Monster Hunter instead.
I mean, I'm going to say this right now. There's still like close to a solid year before Final Shape.
I want a good shooter that isn't a battle royale, so I could do something.
I want Marathon.
I do.
Like,
that's good, but we're extraction
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That's different. That's like,
name five extraction shooters right now.
That's fresh from where I stand.
Off, Dark and Darker.
PC? I'm assuming PC.
There's one more that I can't remember off the top of my head.
I'm assuming also PC?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing. We don't have.
Do they have bungee polish on them?
Right.
Actually, Tarkov has some insane gunplay.
Yeah, but Tarkov is also obscure as shit. I'm not going to be booting up Tarkov and playing Tarkov. I'm keeping it real with you.
Like with the bungee art direction too.
Right. Like that.
That's just.
Oh no no! I'm not going to say that trailer had me hyped as all shit. But my thing about it though is.
Yeah.
I want that. I'll take that gameplay because I want that game so much.
Bungie is truly a live service company now.
Yes.
That's really.
They've been that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but
they've been that. Destiny is what everybody wants a Destiny.
I'm going to say this right now.
And they
I know, but the thing about it is, you could play through the campaigns in Destiny solo is still a lot of fucking fun.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like.
But that's not going to be in Marathon. They're not going to have anything like that.
There's going to be something like that.
Nah.
Not. I know it's not like a single player like, but.
Nah, no PvE. It's literally just the multiplayer shooter.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Aren't extractions PvE, PvP?
No.
Technically.
Because aren't there like just. Random, like
you're thinking
AI
more.
Bots.
So think about
is, but that's mostly just to make sure you don't end up in a resource drought.
Right. So the resources come in from.
No, you're thinking about the division.
What you're doing is you're buying your kits.
Yeah.
Before you go in, you go in.
And you kill other people and take their kits
and
get out.
And you also find like your goodies that are worth X amount of money.
So is it just one other team, or is it like...
No,
just
it's like a battle royale.
Oh, okay.
Multiple teams.
Yeah.
I just assumed there were like enemies in there, like
no, it's
like
where,
AI
you know, it's
in there
it's like a
too.
Lot like the extraction mode out of the Division.
The Division Dark Zone. But think about the Division Dark Zone without.
Know shit about Division Dark Zone.
No, it's basically you have X amount of money. You use that money to buy your gear, your kit, all the stuff you need. You go in there, you fight people, you look for loot, you loot, and then.
I assume the loot was coming from AI enemies.
No.
No.
You're going to be scrounging around.
Dead bodies.
Oh, okay.
Crates.
Oh.
Shelves.
Either way, it's fine.
Right, yeah. Cabinets.
I mean, here's the thing about it. I'm open-minded to it.
Because this was sci-fi. Like, this is Tarkov, right, Reddick?
Yep.
So, yeah. Just like this. Escape from Tarkov.
I watched the Tarkov sci-fi stream one time, and I just remember it being really dark, and I couldn't see shit.
Yeah. That happens. A lot of people end up hiding in the dark alleys and stuff so you don't get seen. I mean, I'm open to it. This is Bungie, you know? Like, Bungie has yet to actually make anything bad. Like, fundamentally bad. Mm-hmm. Like, live service woes are live service woes. Like, most live service games go through everything Destiny went through if they survive long enough.
Right, that's the thing. Destiny will chart new ground. Bungie will chart new ground in live service. That's the difference between the Apexes, the Fortnites, the Destinies of the world, and the Rumbleverses, the Knockout Cities, the like.
Well, yeah, but also I will say something with Rumbleverse and Knockout City specifically is they weren't allowed to be their niche. Because that's the thing about Destiny is, like, Destiny's at the point where it's, like, you have your vacation Destiny players who show up for the first couple of weeks of a new expansion or season, and then they disappear, and then you got your people who only play Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still a niche game without, like, you're not going to see, like, 14 consistently has higher numbers consistently than Destiny.
Yeah.
So, but because that's Bungie's income source right now, and it's a fully it has like actual support, so it's not just gonna die after 6 months. It could have a rough season or something and still trudge along. While stuff like Rumbleverse and Knockout City, it was like if you ain't pulling gangbusters, you're gonna be dead in a month.
Well, like Knockout City, they decided to like the devs were like, yeah, Let's kind of sunset this.
Yeah. So
that like they went out on their own terms type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, all right, we'll pull in the plug, guys. Figure it out.
So well, yeah. The reason I'm excited for Marathon is A, we don't have an extraction. We have the Division, but the Division is Ubisoft and that.
I will say there isn't a console FPS extraction shooter.
Right.
That is true.
And I'm totally down for Bungie giving it to me for Marathon.
I'm open-minded to it. It's not what I wanted out of Marathon. Like, you know? Like, I have something that's just called Marathon Blank. But, you know?
It's a reboot.
I get that. But also, Marathon as a series has the type of space where it's like, it could be happening at the exact same time as one of the Marathon games. We wouldn't know it because Marathon has a timeline.
Is Marathon on Steam?
I believe so. Or you could at least get it off of GOG.
Yeah, but I'm thinking for Steam Deck. Try out Marathon.
Might be on Steam. I have to say, those games are wild. If you haven't watched the Mandalore gaming video on them, watch the four of them. Because the Into Darkness video he did is part of the Marathon. And it's also, like, cool to see where Bungie started. Like,
it is not on Steam.
Oh.
Nope.
But I will say that trailer looks fucking sick, though.
It does.
Right.
Using silkworms to build out the, like, that's tight. I'm open-minded to it, because, you know, once again, Bungie has yet to drop anything that I could say is bad.
Mm-hmm.
They've dropped things that I could say I don't feel like playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say anything's bad. Like, even D2 Vanilla at its blandest with the lack of content, that's still, like, a really good fucking shooter.
It is.
Yeah, that show was funny.
We had a good-ass time. Yeah. That raid was fun.
I miss living in the Crucible. I really do miss grinding out casual Crucible matches.
Yeah.
I was at my most sweaty, though, with D1. D1, I was the sweatiest when it came to that PvP. It got bad. It got real fucking bad.
Shit, the PvP was the main reason I played Destiny. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now that PvE, those stories. Yeah.
I mean, Bungie consistently tells some of the best sci-fi stories in gaming.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what made Halo so good.
Halo, Marathon itself. Destiny has some insane lore. It's just like, really,
that's the thing. The
complaints you could actually have about Destiny as a series is the coolest parts of Destiny lore does have nothing to do with you 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to kick its ass into expansions.
Right. You know, that when the problem arises, I'm going to kick its ass. But, you know, it'd be cool to have some more levels. Have some levels where you're actually getting
my thing is in, like, just weirdness. How iconic their art has been from everything they've made.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking forward to, a whole new wave of, like, I'm down for Marathon shirts. I'm down for Marathon keychains. I'm down because their iconography, like,
not just that, but also if you look at the trailer for Marathon, what they're actually wearing, the team that shot the guy, what they're actually wearing, that neon jacket, shit, I fucks with that.
Yeah, the helmet with the fucking visor. That's always, like, helmets with visors. Just,
I mean, helmets in general. Helmets that completely mask the identity, but yet has personality of their own. Top tier design.
I'm down with it.
Once again, I'm open-minded to it, but it's also like, yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, I see the type of sub-genres that I like out of games not coming out as much anymore. And then when I see them, when they actually do come out, they're only coming out in name only. Like, a lot of my favorite genres that got me into gaming are kind of just dead, and that hurts me.
Yeah.
Well, franchises, I'd say.
No. Like, the last first-person RPG... that MSIM style RPG, the last one we got was Prey, 2016. Every other one has either been, but that's so you stripping that shit down even more.
You want an immersive sim? Because they have, like, indie immersive sims.
I know. I play them. I play them, but they're not RPGs. Like, I still want the dialogue. I want what they claimed Cyberpunk was going to be. I want Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2. Like, I want Fallout New Vegas. Like, I want a morality system. They're
already shirts.
I want conversation trees. I like my
Ghost shirts go hard as fuck. Tell me those shirts aren't cool as shit.
They're cool as shit.
Shit is what I need. This is Bungie understanding their audience and catering to them.
Next time in the studio, it's all with this Marathon shirt.
Maybe. How much are they?
Yeah, how much are they? That's a good
question. Oh, it's not even available. It's sold out, I guess.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
fuck. Of course.
Because it's so hard. But, you know, GameStop at some point will have dope Marathon shirts sitting on the rack.
Pre-order is available until June 1st. After this date, these designs will be archived and the edition number for the collection will be locked.
Damn.
That's fine. I'm not in that much of a rush that I'm gonna.
It's a marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just saying, like, a lot of some of the genres, just I don't see them getting made really anymore, and that makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like
Battle Worlds too. Those two.
Yeah.
But like.
And Avowed, they're doing their Skyrim. They've done their Fallout, and they're doing their newer Fallout. they've done that Space with Fallout. Space Fallout. They've done their Starfield before Starfield, so
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, does anybody have a one more thing? I don't know. It's been a good week, you know.
It's good for me. We're about to go check out Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, there we go.
And they already have it on all the list of Beyond is going to be the next one, so I'm down for that one to be. Because this is a part one, so it seems like there's not a lot of, like, closure. It just sets up a bunch of really cool shit, and the next one's going to be the payoff to all the really cool shit, so.
I'm here for it.
Yep. Thwip release. All right. This has been a No It's Good production. The video version is edited by Long and Twisted Mind. The audio version is edited by Akuma Santi. Coming at you live from Radic Records. Until next time, keep it cheesy.